who's the biggest winner in last week's presidential debate? And do we believe it's time for President Biden to step down?
Van couldn't be spicy, so can I be or no?
knock yourself out.
I guess. Sorry?
You want me to go lightly? Okay.
I think there's an obvious answer, right? So go ahead.
biggest winner is all the international leadership who is looking at us saying this will be an easy win if he stays in office. Is it time to step down? We're talking about this offline. Trump has some lies in there, but he had a solid performance. He took it easy on Biden. To the Democratic Party, I need you to understand this isn't 1980 or 1960. You cannot spin the truth when people can see with their eyes. To the shadow government, I want no smoke. Shout out to B613. I'm going to stop there. Should Biden step down? Yes, if they want a chance to win. Are they, and I know Jason Calacanis has been pushing for a hot swap. Are we going to get one? Probably not. But I think it's clear that there is a change for leadership. And I said this in Stock Club too. Notice that after the debate, Hillary didn't say nothing. Gavin Newsom didn't say anything. Auntie Shell for sure is not saying anything. Be mindful of who's not talking. Also, too, back to this AI conversation, Troy Rashad, because I'm done with the little spicy stuff. Notice that all the rich people who aren't talking right now. Why? Because they're building. They're building. They know what's coming. All of a sudden, hey, Bill Gates, if I'm Warren Buffett, I'm not going to leave all your money in your foundation. I'm going to let my daughter do it. There's a lot of rapid changes happening. I think this is a more critical time than 2020, probably by 5 or 6x. So, but I'll pair back to you.
I will say, I think it was a pretty obvious who was the biggest winner. I won't necessarily say that Trump had a great performance. Obviously, they did the fact check, and majority of the things he said were untruths. But I don't know if he even had to. I think it was consistent. I think he was consistent in who he is. I was gravely disappointed in what I saw from our president. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been seeing this, right? And it hasn't been live for us, right? It wasn't. Even now, we were saying prior to it. I don't know if him debating is going to be the best idea, but maybe he can put on a surprise performance. What he did was the absolute
outcome. What happened
when you are losing train for thought, when you have to speak with in a concise fashion. I mean, you at one point it felt like he was throwing alley-oops for him to try to be attacked. It just wasn't a great performance. And I was getting text messages from people I had no idea would be watching. So, I mean, that in one sense is encouraging, right? Like, people are paying attention. Maybe they're trying to see, like, if I do it, who is it going to be? And I think we're back to the people who are going to support him are going to support him and vice versa. But it's tough for me, like who I said, like there's a chance that there will be, when it comes down to November, there's a lot of time until that point, there could be a change. I'm gravely concerned.
Democrats, get your house in order.
Gravely concerned. I wasn't, when I heard some of the political columnists, I read some and the strategists who were on network TVs, when they were calling for him to step down, I felt like that was responsible. I did. That was my initial reaction. Like, this is like, we can't see another performance like that. In fact, there should be no more debates. Like, I don't know if that's a strong point. And then obviously the health concerns came into it. Like, yes, this is an 81-year-old man. I know people hate when we bring up ageism, but it's a factor. Then it was, maybe he was sick. Now, that was the first day. And then the next day when I see him do a rally and say, I'm not the greatest at debating, but I still know how to run this country. I'm like, oh, he's just going to double down on this. I thought it was a horrific performance. And so I understood people calling for him to step down. The problem is it too close? Who's the person? That becomes a whole nother thing. But I'm gravely concerned about what the Democratic Party looks like over the next months leading up into the convention in August.
Shout out to everybody out there that has to hear information from white media to be confirmed. I said he had no chance of winning 6 months ago.
What do you mean that hurt?
Like a year ago.
I'm saying as far as now, everybody is like in an uproar. Like, yo, like this is obvious. What happened? This is obvious. But, like, there should be no surprise. I'm not just talking to you specifically.
I'm not saying not me. I'm just saying that.
I'm just saying like there should be no surprise that this happened. Even Ian had been saying that he had no chance of winning. Even when I went to Congress and I met with them and I said, like, I literally said, I don't see how he wins.
See how?
I don't see how he wins, right?
But
because any,
in all fairness,
the common sense, you see somebody, okay, right? The public support is not on his side, right? We already know that foreign policy, he's been getting killed from foreign policy. Millennials don't like him. He's losing black support by the day. Black men are totally... He's eroded that base.
Yeah, we ain't gonna forget about the super predator comments because
the Latin community has not supported him. Donald Trump has been seen as bulletproof. The guy got 32 felonies and then raised $100 million after that. The writing's on the wall. So it's like it took this to happen, and then everybody is like, "Oh, we need to have a meeting." If you would have listened to the people. Right. Not just me. The people they disregard. Even when we do a poll, we had Roland Martin on. Shout out to Roland. But when we did the poll, we had 3,000 people that voted. And we told Roland Martin, look, bro, 55% of the people said they're going to vote for Donald Trump. Well, they could be bots. And it's not. We don't know.
Not conclusive data. It's not accurate polling. Telling you people can see he won't go on Rogan.
We're telling you what is happening in the streets, right? We're telling you the census of the people, and then it's like, well, it's not a credible source. We don't know. This is not... Okay. If they would have listened 6 months ago, right? You can't change candidates now in the summer. That's going to be crazy. 5 months before the election. Mm-hmm. They could have avoided this problem 6 months ago if they really listened to the people. They tried to disregard the people. They thought that his support was stronger than what it was. They thought the people was going to rally. And now they're realizing like, oh, damn, we might actually be in trouble. And Donald Trump is a pathological liar. And nobody cares because the candidate is not strong enough to check him. If Joe Biden was in right state of mind, mm-hmm. as far as like on his toes, Trump just says anything. He's like, oh, this is the strongest economy America has ever had. This is the weakest America is ever. Mexico feels more empowered than ever. We have more illegal immigrants than ever. He makes these kind of statements over and over again. Mm-hmm. Or you could really embarrass him like, yo, bro, you just saying anything at this point in time. Like, how is this accurate? Da-da-da-da. Like, how is this ever? All he says is ever, never. He uses words like that, right? But the candidate's not strong enough to even check him. Because mentally, he doesn't even remember what he's supposed to say. So it's an embarrassing moment for America because you have one candidate who is damn near on the depths of dementia and another candidate who is just a raving madman saying anything. And it's entertaining. America. I'll give Donald Trump one thing. He's very entertaining. Yes. Even when he was saying, like, I don't know what you said, and I don't think you know what you said either. That's a violent moment.
That was violent. Funny. That was violent.
He's saying these things on purpose. But it's like, if he had, like, a real astute candidate that can actually be politically savvy and, like, mm-hmm. no, this is actually inaccurate. You're changing your stance on this. You're just saying anything. There's so many opportunities to fact check him on the moment, and it's just, it's embarrassing. And it's only going to get worse. If they have another debate,
ABC's discussion.
It's going to be even worse because now Trump knows how much he can push and not get any pushback. He's going to go 10 times crazier. He's going to make 10 times more crazier statements. And Biden's going to have so much pressure on him. He might actually just really collapse now because it's like at 81 years old, how much pressure can you really put on somebody that is, let's just be honest, he's not mentally able.
We have to be. Yeah.
I'm not speaking for you, but I don't think you're saying that with any ill intent. Like, no, I'm with you. I just think from a cognitive standpoint, it just seems to be, and you see it. But in your own words, after you left the State of the Union, you said that he might have a chance. There's some stuff that you heard that may be able to swing things.
They didn't present the facts to me. I don't think I was presented with accurate information.
So they
just being honest with
because there's gonna be people like, yo, but yeah, you did say that. So
what they told
me, that's true.
Seem to be accurate at all.
That's
they presented me with information that was not accurate.
So to answer our question, do you think that there's no option to step down, because even with that performance.
No, there's an option.
Here's the thing. Look how much money was raised Friday after Thursday's debate.
How much is raised?
I think the last time I checked was at 200.
For who, the Democrats?
Yeah.
It's not gonna matter.
That's what I'm saying. Even so, it goes exactly like that face you just made, Ian, is what I was like, wait, what? Did you see Barack Obama?
What is tax loss harvesting for?
Did you see his tweet? Did you see him tweet up?
I saw what he tweeted, but that's not an accurate tweet, because you can't compare. I remember when he debated Mitt Romney and he lost that. Yeah. Barack Obama was 40 something years old. He was
as sharp as that.
I'm only bringing it up because what he led was that you have bad debate nights. I don't recall him having a bad debate night, just because when he spoke, it was concise. He had it wasn't a prompt. It wasn't like, we're going to prompt you to say these things. Like, yeah, you're going to speak candidly about things that you know. What I felt like I watched Thursday was somebody that they tried to prepare. And he's, like I said, he's been a lifelong politician. They tried to prepare him. He tried to stay on point, even with what was going on the other side. Even with the Black jobs comments, I'm like, You
could have checked him for that.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
self open, but it's like a boxer.
You cause inflation.
He's like Deontay Wilder. He just throws wild punches. If you was a disciplined fighter like Floyd Mayweather, you'd be able to just pick your spot and just knock him out. The fact is that Biden is so disheveled himself. While he's throwing wild haymakers, he's just covering for protection. Like, he's not even fighting back. But the Democrats, this is their fault. You run away from Jamal Bowman, right? And you leave him out to dry, and he doesn't get reelected. Yeah. So it's like, look, at some point in time, you gotta be held accountable for these mistakes that you're making as the party. You have loyal to support who you want to support. You pick and choose your candidates that you want to prompt up. You pick and choose who you want to accept money from. And now you want to just have like, oh no, we need to rally support, because if he wins, this is people texting me, like, if he wins, he being Trump, it's going to go back to like Jim Crow days, right? And it's going to be so bad for Black America. Well, you can't wait to 4 months before the election to paint this fear-mongering thing. You should have had this laid out for 4 years. You should have been empowering Black people for 4 years. And I know that they're going to say that they did, and they gave so much money for HBCU. I don't know. It wasn't enough, because the Black people they're not happy. Right. So it's not just me. This is millions of Black people that do not feel happy with the administration, the job that they have done. And somebody's got to pay for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even with the HBCU thing, and I'll let you go, but the HBCU, it was brought up. Well, there was that misconception, and we've had plenty of conversations with Democratic officials and people who support the party about the misleading information. Well, he says he did this for historically Black colleges, but this is what we've actually done, tenfold, right? And then the conversation comes up about it, and then you got to stand your ground on that. Like, no, these are the actual facts here. It was unfortunate to watch. You can't
think. Bro is 80. His brain is not there, bro. No disrespect to senior citizens, but would trust him with your kids? Like, would you trust him with your kids?
I think there needs to be an age limit when it comes to elected officials. But Ian, go.
How are you going to trust him with nuclear codes and the key to the world?
So do we... And I'm gonna throw it to you, and I'll let you go.
And I wouldn't trust either one of them with my kids.
Right,
by the way.
Exactly. I want to throw it to you. So if he decides, right, they were in Camp David this weekend. If he decides, he talks to his family, right, and he's like, "Look, I'm gonna step down." Who do you think would be the next person? And then you can take it from there.
There's no great candidate who wants to step on a landmine. My when I saw the debate, I text y'all because I normally don't even watch the debates.
Yeah.
I'm like, Trump looked like fucking loaded Lux up there. Compared to Biden. Let's be honest. Worst presidential performance in a debate in history. Gavin Newsom, who should be golden boy right now, not a word. He don't want to blow a shot now because he knows he's walking into a landmine. On the Republican side, man, where's Mitt Romney when you need him, and Jeb Bush and all the pipeline for great Republicans, right? They shot down Vivek, which probably will not be Trump's running mate. You don't have anybody on the Republican side who wants to step up. into this shit show that we have of a political season. That's very telling. So who would I pick? No one that is wise is going to step into this landmine now. They're going to wait for the next cycle. Kamala can't do it. Even the infighting, I'll be very quiet, but the infighting aside, the Democrats, this is the thing that we're learning. 2024, year of the truth and all that. You can't sell people a bullshit product and tell them that it's great. We've seen it across the board. We've seen it with Tesla. We've seen it with Arc. We've seen it with every company. If the product is not quality or not A1, you're not going to get A1 results. Now, y'all can do what y'all did in the last election and push them folks a certain way. Y'all still got a chance. I don't want no smoke. But I said it 2 years ago. Neither one of these candidates would I let run Red Panda, let alone NVIDIA, AMD, Tesla, Eli Lilly. I know some people will push for Jamie Dimon. He's not the one. At some point, though, I don't know if he want to, you know, he don't want to leave Florida, but they need to call Superman down to Miami. But I know he, you know, maybe getting tied to Lauren soon, so he probably won't want to do that. But Democrats, my message to you, because I know y'all want to say we right wing conspiracy theorists and me and Rashad and Troy and Keys and Button and everybody, which is not true. No Democrat or Republicans paid me. Like, which if y'all actually read a few pages a day, you can put these motherfucking pieces together on your own. I want to be clear. We're not shilling for either side. So y'all can stop that in Eclipse too. Democrats, you have to start listening to the people and stop contacting us when you need votes. You can't buy my audience. And if Pons is your biggest ambassador, it's over with. If that's the one y'all got, it's over with. Say the bullshit and take that to Capitol Hill and y'all go talk amongst yourselves. This ain't it. No. Pop the motherfucking balloon on all these candidates and go build somebody else. These are my thoughts. And it's just for entertainment purposes. I'm not even inspired.
Don't wear white jeans like the
Plies is your biggest advocate on Saturday and Sunday?
Nah, but Plies got great ideas, though, which is crazy.
How we go from him trying to get Britney Spears to telling the Democrats what
to
It's over with. And that little 10,000-15,000 y'all paying podcasters is not going to get the job done. I've asked this question, too. Why is Market Monday is not on whitehouse.gov since y'all want to help the people so damn much?
They gave $1.5 million to Black Media. 1.5 out of, what would we say?
50 million. My thing is the last thing. MSNBC, the writer John Head Jones published the article about titled "Right Wingers Are Spreading Misinformation to Black Voters Through Podcasts and Influencers." They list 19 Keys, Breakfast Club, Joe Budden. They also list Earn Your Leisure. I actually spoke to the young lady that actually published a report, and we had a great conversation. She felt that it was taken out of context as far as how the article was written. But I'll say this to the gentleman and MSNBC as a platform. It's interesting that you would list us as a platform that has helped spread right-wing information and misinformation, because we've only had Democrats on, from Stacey Abrams to the vice president to Brother Wagstaff that was running for district attorney to Jamal Bowman, you name it, right? We've had a plethora, probably over 20 Democrats on. We've never actually had a right-winger on. We haven't had one Republican on, or we haven't had one right-winger on. So it speaks of desperation that you would try now to say that we're the cause of the Democrats' problems. Look, you have issues. No, we're not the issue, not the problem. We've tried to actually empower liberal voices that we believe in.
Yep.
So instead of pointing a finger and making up weird conspiracy theories that we are letting our platform be run by right wingers, I think it's time to have an internal look and see why so many Black people are unhappy with the Democratic Party, right? Instead of making, you know, those type of articles, it would be more productive to see why the shift has happened.
And let me just take a guess. The groceries 4 years ago went from $120 in Walmart to $650. Probably not going to get the vote. It's economics 101. How about two? If y'all gonna campaign, y'all got a campaign to help you around and see Nike going through this. Because remember when Nike did Kyrie wrong, and now their stock is in shambles. At some point, you have to realize that if you do black people wrong, we're not going to come back and be patriots with you.
Yeah, I think they've taken that for granted. Where it's like historically that has happened, right? 96%
Yep.
Of the black vote. Yeah. But yeah, don't
please don't call me right wing, because I'm gonna get on here. That's crazy. People not to vote if y'all keep it up.
Why come bother some decent people?
You're hurting your allies, actually. So you're just making your problems worse. Because yeah, if we really start to pile on the Democratic Party, then you're gonna have even more bigger problems. So yeah,
from every publication that they named, if although that audience,
come on,
not,
bro.
Not an intelligent thing to do, but okay. Switching.
Vladimir Putin, Tucker Carlson, can you please come on the show? Who else? Candace Owens. I'm gonna go down the ranks now. Who Cam get into it with back in the day? Bill O'Reilly, where you at?
We ain't seen him in a minute.
Where is he? Where is he now?
APB. Last
leg. Alex Jones, bro, my brother, I need you. Come on. You on your left. Hey, Travis, I love you. Happy to be here. Ian, you're crazy as me. Hey, Alex. Schultz, call Alex Jones for me. Since we right wing. Oh, okay. Same bird. Get shellacked in the fall and then come back. Then 1.5 the black media, and y'all want all the black votes, and you haven't helped black
people. 5.
What are you talking about, bro?
And they try to act like it was a historic thing, and we gave 1.5 million. Yeah. Okay.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.